the worldwide leader of Marshall University sports coverage, WMUL FM Huntington.
It's for Marshall to make up a run, maybe two. Marshall can extend this game, end it. Doesn't matter. Her needs at least one run this inning. I'm Adam Cavalier at Appalachian Power Park. Bottom of the ninth, Pellant, Socorro, and Lipton up this frame for the Herd as Marshall trails 5-4 to the UCF Knights. The Knights trying to even the series. Marshall trying to assure itself it wins the series with today's game. First pitch from Rogers inside on Pellant, ball one. Second pitch, fastball outside, low, ball two, 2-0. Marshall was able to get to Rogers last inning, but Juravicius grounded into a double play to end things. When Marshall had a runner in scoring position and a chance to tie things. Here's the 2-0. Fastball right down Broadway's. Pellant with the take on all the way. Strike one. Pellant, garbed in a white home uniform with white pants, green letters and numbers, and black trim. Pellant, a chopper past a diving third baseman. Talladay picked up by the shortstop Sweeney as it rolls to the fringe. And Pellant on with a leadoff single as it ricochets off of a pair of UCF fielders on the left side of the infield. So the tying run aboard for the Herd. The go-ahead run at the plate here in the bottom of the ninth. Nobody out. Kenny Socorro, surprisingly, has a walk-off home run to his name in his career. Hasn't had a home run this season, but put one over the fence at Morehead State to finish a suspended game last season. Rogers, first pitch to Socorro, bunt, first base side. Back to the mound to Rogers. He grabs it, turns in one fluid motion, throws it over to first for out number one. But that does advance Pellant into scoring position with Kurt Lipton up to the dish. Lipton has two RBI in today's game. He had two RBI yesterday. Can he add to his total here in the bottom of the ninth with a runner in scoring position of the Herd? Down one. Lipton. He has reached successfully three times today. Once via a single to right, once via a double to right, and once on a fielder's choice. Also fouled out to third. First pitch to Lipton. Fastball low and away. Ball one. So 1-0 on Kurt Lipton. No rally caps for the Thundering Herd. Down a run, bottom of the ninth. A little surprising. One out, one on for Marshall. Rogers, fastball, low, away, outside, 2-0. Herd all the way up on the top step of the dugout, making noise. Manufacturing the atmosphere as a crowd of 75 looks on. One out. And Pellant on second. Lipton. Oh, a line drive shot to left. Out of play. Out of the park. Just needs to straighten it out a little bit. 2-1 on Kurt Lipton. Lipton taps the bat to home plate. He's ready. Rogers is ready. Working from the stretch in the right side of the rubber. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Lipton swings and misses, but the pitch wild. Back behind home plate. Evens the count 2-2 on Kurt Lipton. As such, Pellant didn't go. Really could have. Bo Taylor had trouble finding the ball. Marshall down a runner in scoring position. Bottom nine. Rogers on the mound. The long look in has his sign. Winds and delivers. Lipton puts a ball in play. Out to left field. It's off the wall. Pellant. Rounds third as Lipton heads into second, and Marshall's tied it. 5-5. Lipton almost launched it out of the park, but instead it doesn't matter. The Herd has at least extended the game. Lipton, an RBI double off the buzz-battered stake sign in left center field. And the Herd in business in the bottom of the ninth, tied at 5. Can the Herd keep it up? The pregame show for the green-white game should be just moments away from getting underway. Over on Stream 2, as soon as this game concludes, whenever that may be, we'll send it to that broadcast, both on Stream 1 and on air. You have three places to listen. 88.1 of the Tri-State, Stream 1 and Stream 2 at marshall.edu/WMUL. Victor Gomez up to the plate. He's reached successfully three times today. Marshall's career RBI leader. Swings and misses a big hack at a first pitch fastball on the outer edge for strike one. Lipton in scoring position. He is the go-ahead run, the potential winning run for the Thundering Herd. Gomez looking for the walk-off shot. Bottom nine, one out. Tie game, 5-5. Gomez, foul ball off the luxury boxes on the first base side. Off another outside fastball, 0-2. Victor Gomez. Crowd's home plate. As the outfield, normal depth and shade. The infield back to the fringe. With second baseman Austin Johnston playing close to the bag. Gomez fights off an inside fastball, fouling it into the UCF dugout. On the third base side, 1-2. Rogers. One more 0-2 pitch. Gomez off of Rogers' ankle. Lipton will round third as the ball caroms past the diving shortstop, Darnell Sweeney. Lipton scores and Marshall wins. Victor Gomez with a walk-off single off of the leg of the pitcher Joe Rogers. And the Herd takes the series over UCF with one more game to play tomorrow. Victor Gomez mobbed by the entire Marshall Ball Club in left center field. As the Thundering Herd victorious over the UCF Knights, a come from behind 6-5 win for the Herd over UCF. Once again, final score, Herd 6, UCF 5. The Green White game is up next. Don Cook, this one's for you.